to get the connection with what we were reading last time. A week ago, the poet is describing the ascending host to the heights observed by Ashwapati. In front of the ascending epiphany, world times enjoyers, favorites of world bliss, the masters of things actual, lords of the hours, playmates of youthful nature and child god, creators of matter by hid stress of mind, whose subtle thoughts support unconscious life and guide the fantasy of brute events, stood there, a race of young, keen-visioned gods, king children born on wisdom's early plain, taught in her school world-making's mystic play. The children were being taught how to participate in the mystic play which results in the making of the worlds. Archmasons of the eternal thaumaturge. Thaumaturge is the great magician, wonder worker, the creative spirit. And these gods are the chief masons working under his direction. Molders and measurers of fragmented space. Space by itself is one, but in the act of creation it gets fragmented and it is molded, measured by these masons for their specific work. They have made their plan of the concealed and known, a dwelling house for the invisible king. They have made a plan of all that is known to us and all that remains unknown to us, hidden. And both together, they form a dwelling place for the king, that is the divine spirit, who is invisible, obeying the eternal's deep command order. They have built in the material front of things this wild world kindergarten of young souls. Our whole world life, world existence is really a kindergarten for the young souls, child souls that are born on earth. They have to grow and learn the various planes that constitute this creation, form so many schools of experience. But this material world, earth-based, forms, so to say, the kindergarten, the infant classes, where the infant spirit learns through mind and sense. Infant spirit, the child soul, learns through the instrumentation of senses and of mind to read the letters of the cosmic script, all that is written in the cosmos, that is, the events, the forms and the movements. What do they mean? The infant spirit learns to interpret them, to understand them, and study the body of the cosmic self, anatomy of God as manifest in the universe, and search for the secret meaning of the whole. This world is not just a conglomeration of a million forms, million objects, but it is also a whole. And the secret meaning of the whole is what the young souls search for. To all that spirit conceives, they give a mold. The creative spirit conceives of what is to be done, releases certain forces, but it is these formative gods who give a mold in which these energies flow and take form, persuading nature into visible moods. Nature by herself is mostly secret, but these gods persuade nature to function in such a way that her various poises, various movements, lend themselves to be perceived. They lend a finite shape to infinite things. By themselves, these things that are going to manifest are infinite. The divine being is infinite, and all that emanates from it is infinite. But these gods lend a finite shape to what is infinite in their own constitution. Each power that leaps from the unmanifest, leaving the largeness of the eternal peace, each power carrying the command of God, the will of God that emanates, that leaps from what is unmanifest so far, and in leaping it leaves the largeness of the eternal peace. The peace is normally in the hemisphere that is unmanifest. Once you enter into the field of manifestation, there is not that peace, not that vastness. And these powers, they seized, the gods seized and held by their precision eye. By their eye which holds precise forms, precise outlines, they seize their powers, give them a shape, and made a figurant in the cosmic dance, made them participants in the choir, in the company that does the cosmic dance. Figurant is a player who always works in groups, not in solo. So each power that leaps from the bosom of the unmanifest, they seize, give it a precise shape and mission, and may make it a participant in the company that plays the cosmic dance on the world stage. Its free caprice, they bound by rhythmic laws. Each power that comes has freedom in itself, freedom to exercise its will as it chooses. But these gods bind it by rhythmic laws. Certain processes of truth, which are certainly not chaotic, but rhythmic, and compelled to accept its posture and its line. These free powers are compelled by these formative gods to accept the posture that is given, the line of movement that is offered in the wizardry of an ordered universe. This universe is an order. There is no room for caprice. All are rhythmic laws, and even the power which is free to exercise its freedom is compelled to participate in the wizardry, in the magic processes of an ordered universe. The all-containing was contained in form. What contains everything is now contained in form. What is formless is held in form. Oneness was carved into units measurable. Oneness, out of oneness were carved a number of units, finite units. The limitless built into a cosmic sum. What was one, what was infinite, what was boundless, was now built into a cosmos which represented the sum total of innumerable units. Unending space was beaten into a curve for the sake of manifestation. A lineless and a boundless space was molded, beaten into shape, into a curve, not a straight line, but a curve. Indivisible time into small minutes cut, time that is inherently indivisible, was cut into so many seconds and minutes. The infinitesimal masked the smallest unit, the smallest formation of the infinite was compressed together to form an atom, to form a molecule, in order to keep secure the mystery of the formless cast into form. The formless has been molded into form. But there would always be a tendency for the form to split again and dissolve back into formlessness. So these powers take care to compress the smallest unit of each form into the utmost infinitesimal. So the infinitesimal is the junction between the form and the formless. Mother once explained, speaking of homeopathy, that their small, tiny, minute doses have a special significance in that they are bordering on the infinite. The smaller it is, the greater power it holds. And a little trick, it overflows into the infinite back. So it is the meeting point between what is finite and the infinite. That is the secret of the science of homeopathy. Intense power, potential, is compressed into the tiniest imaginable unit. We think it is small. What effect can it have? But it borders on the infinite. And so it has large, unguessed power. So he says here, the infinitesimal mass to keep secure the mystery of the formless cast into form, invincibly their craft, their skill devised for use, the magic of sequent number and sign spell, the magic of numerology, successive numbers. Well, they contain a secret. They contain a process. So also the spell of sign, symbol. A symbol indicates something large, something different. But if that what is indicated is brought every time, things become unmanageable. So they have devised, nature has devised the system of signs. A line, a dot, a circle, significations of symbols. The magic of sequent number and sign spell designs miraculous potency, a design of a thing. Now, a design is not just a product of imagination, of artistic mind. It is not that a very clever artist imagines what design will be beautiful. Maybe in at our level of formation and decoration, it may be a superficial truth, but in the fundamental sense, Sri Aurobindo explains in Life Divine how a form or a design is extremely significant in as much as it sums up the secret value of what is contained in that form. Its quality, its character, its nature of power, all these are included in the word secret value. So the secret value of what is contained in a form is indicated by the design given to it, say by nature, say by God, say by an inspired artist who visions things. So, a design, in the true sense, is an index of the truth or the value that is embodied in that object. So here, the magic of sequent number and signs fell, design's miraculous potency, that is why a design generates certain vibrations which have a power of their own. It makes a deep impression on the beholder, and if a contact is established between the eye that beholds and the design that fronts the eye, there is an immediate communication of the power that is inside the form and the one who sees. Design's miraculous potency was caught, laden with beauty and significance, that the design, the potency is full of, in the form of beauty. It has its own significance. And by the determining mandate of their gaze, now these formators, these gods who create, they don't create with their hands or hammers, by their gaze. Their gaze is so powerful that by the very gaze they can force the subtle matter to take the form or the design that they have in mind. That is what he says. And by the determining mandate of their gaze, order, figure and quality equating joined, both the quality and the outer figure became corresponding, joined in an inextricable identity. At that level of creation, quality and figure, they were always going together. They could not be separated. On each event they stamped its curves of law. No event was left to chance. It follows the curve of the working of the law behind, and its trust and charge of burdened circumstance. Each event carries a certain vibration, a charge of circumstance burdened with the intention of the gods. Circumstances are not casual, they are not accidental, but each has a purpose. Each is determined by the cosmic gods. On each event they stamped its curves of law and its trust and charge of burden circumstance, so that a free and divine incident no more at each moment will, so that by the time it comes out of the hands of these gods of the cosmos, it is not a free movement any longer. The gods have turned it into something else. What was a free and a divine incident, what was willed at every moment, what was an adventure of the soul, is now a line foreseen of an immutable plan. The gods have a plan. Every circumstance, every event, every line has a meaning, has a determination behind it. A line foreseen of an immutable plan. It lengthened a fate-bound, mysterious chain. Each event relates itself to one behind and one next. So there is a mysterious chain is forged by the power of the gods. One step more, each event, one step more in necessity's long march. So what was on a higher plane, a free divine incident, something willed by the free will of the divine at every moment, an adventure of the soul, now it becomes one step more in necessity's long march. It is the whole cosmos is made to fit into a plan that is being worked out by the gods in charge of this creation.